The new podcast and photography series, Women in Wyoming, profiles accomplished women living in the Equality State. Its creator, photographer Lindsay Linton Buck, grew up in Powell, thinking that in order to be successful in life, she would eventually have to leave the state. As an adult, she moved to New York City to work as a photographer, but came back to Wyoming to contemplate her next move. She told me that her project, Women in Wyoming, came out of the desire to see how other women in the state were thriving.
So this project was really first inspired by when I moved back here from the city and was questioning Wyoming as limiting, and was that really true? And I wanted to find out, you know, what are women doing in our state right now? I wanted to connect with my peers, specifically women, and find out how they were still thinking big and making their dreams, whatever those were, you know, in a variety of fields, happen. And so that was the initial idea. And then I opened my studio. I opened a commercial photography studio here in Jackson. So I was really focused on just surviving as a business owner here and getting my business going. So the project really circled back around once I had established my foundation for my business, and just that little bit of security allowed me to start thinking bigger again and wanted to dive into this series and really find out how women were still finding their full expression and voice in the rural West today.
In chapter one, Breaking Boundaries, you profile artists, politicians, journalists. We have Neltje, Afi Ellis, Marilyn Kite, Nimi and Nina McConaughey, and Clarine Law. How did you choose all of these women?
There were a few of those ladies that I knew I had to be in the series. And truthfully, they were women who their names were brought up repeatedly. I would interview, for example, Marilyn Kite and ask, who should I speak with? And so a lot of the names came up, and they were just women who I was really excited to talk to because they were some surprising stories. You know, you have Nimi McConaughey, who is the first Indian-born person in the entire U.S. to ever serve in state government, and she's lived in Casper, Wyoming for the last 40 years. I think a lot of people in Casper, she's so involved in the community, they know Nimi, but again, outside of our little communities around the state, you don't necessarily know. So it was exciting to learn about these women who I had never heard of, who were doing amazing things. And in thinking about the chapter as a whole, too, I really wanted to paint a picture of Wyoming that you don't normally think of. You know, when we think of Wyoming, I do still think we conjure up those images of the cowboy state and that nostalgia, which is amazing, that legacy. But I wanted to tell some stories that you haven't necessarily heard of or that you don't necessarily immediately think of when you think of Wyoming.
How long do you spend with each woman? Can you sort of walk me through your process on how these photos and the podcast kind of come about?
It's a little different for each woman because it depends on where she's at with her career. Some of the women are retired, like Neltje, and Marilyn is still working, but she's, you know, not traveling to Cheyenne anymore. So there were some women who had more time. Women like Afi, you know, she has three kids and she's a working mom. So it's working with each woman's schedule. However, I do ask at least to have a full day with the subject because I want to invest in their story and I need the time to really get to know them. The goal of these profiles is to show you a really intimate glimpse into these women's lives, many of whom are a little bit more high profile and you may already have your assumptions on what their life is about. So to really give that inside glimpse, the time spent with them is so important.
So often, I think powerful and successful women get characterized kind of in a certain way, you know, the sort of ultimate lean-in modern woman. And one thing I really loved about the series is that you really capture the whole of these people. It's not just one success story to the next, but also, you know, the doubts and the failures that they've had that are sprinkled in too. So was that something that you set out to do?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so glad you recognize that because absolutely. I mean, I think it's really easy to look at a successful person on the outside and think, wow, they just have had it so easy. And it's so, you know, not the case. And that's something I really wanted to show was more of the process and all the twists and turns along the way, because for many of these women, it was not a straight path to get to where they they ended up. And so much of, you know, these positions they stepped into, it was not part of their plan. And it took on their end a leap of faith, a leap of courage, and a strong sense of security in themselves to be able to, you know, for Marilyn Kite to say, you know what, I'm going to put myself up for that position to be a justice, even though no women had been in that position previously. For Nimi to say, I'm going to run for office, and I'm an Indian woman living in the rural West. So absolutely, I wanted to show more of the how-to and the human component too.
What do you have in store for chapter two?
Chapter two, so as you pointed out and recognized, chapter one was really about these a little more visible women. And if you look at where they're at geographically in the state, they are in more of the more densely populated areas of the state, from Casper to Cheyenne to Laramie, Jackson. So chapter two, I really want to get into the more rural pockets of our state and find these women who are stepping up in those areas where there truly are less resources and finding a way to fill the void and make things work and thrive. So I'm still seeking nominations and looking for women in those corners and pockets of our state.
Lindsay Linton Buck is the project director and the creator of the portrait and podcast series Women in Wyoming. Lindsay, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You too, Caroline. Thank you so much for featuring the project.